Austria, are you ready?
No! He said, are you ready?
This is Brotherly Love Wrestling Podcast, your first stop for everything professional wrestling. So sit back and enjoy wrestling talk at its finest with your hosts, Larry Hall and Joe Corrado.
Welcome, everybody, to Brotherly Love Wrestling. And we are back, just the two of us, and there's
just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us, you and I.
You set me up.
A lot to talk about, and I think first thing that we're going to start with is last Wednesday's Fight for the Fallen. Jericho, Gage, main event. Something that everybody was looking forward to. Everybody talking about whether people liked it, whether you hated it. A death match on national TV for the main event. Still very entertaining. I thought fun to watch. We aren't big fans of deathmatch wrestling, but
it was unique.
It was very
unique, not in the sense of match style, unique in more of the circumstance style. Mm-hmm. So this big deathmatch style match, Nick Gage, specialist in that, and then you put him against fucking Chris Jericho, of all people, mm-hmm. who can pretty much do anything, I'm sure, except jump safely off of a cage, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
Actually, he could jump safely. That wasn't his fault.
Yeah, he fall. Falling with style, basically.
Well, yeah, he fell, but yeah. They shouldn't have got that angle.
No, I agree.
But anyway.
Anyway, yes.
Thought it was cool to see.
I thought the whole show was very good. Again, AEW is winning me over slowly but surely. And I say that because
if their fans would shut the fuck up.
Fans will ruin it. I understand where you're coming from.
If I'm not on social media, then AEW is fine.
Yes.
But once I get on, I'm just like, oh my God, I hate it.
To start the night actually made me pop. It made me laugh really hard. The Goon Squad, or whatever you want to call them.
The Elite Squad.
Coming out.
I think I said the Elite Squad.
Jock jams, and in the Toon Squad stuff, like, it got me. You're very musical today.
That's usually where I go to when I have nothing else to add.
Gotcha.
You're taking up all the points, so I'm just adding sound. I'm sound effects at this point. You've demoted me. Now I feel like Bill.
Well, I mean, I know you're not big on Kenny Omega. But
no, and I'm actually getting further and further away from Kenny Omega. Like, every week I want it to be like, can I just go back to appreciating him just for... But now he's so... This is all his fault. He should have just stayed and been the best bout machine. Now he's just... Or the version of the cleaner that was over there, where he didn't say anything. Now he's trying to talk. I'm not going to harp on this, because it's every week.
Yeah.
But I thought the whole Elite Squad... the Dark Orders, their entrance, that was amazing.
I thought they were both great, though.
I thought... Yeah, but here's the thing. I thought that Dark Orders was different.
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool. Yeah. And I thought it was like this like spectacle and like this like team that was coming down. Like, I liked it. I thought the Elite Squad's entrance was very WWE. I felt like this is... let's just put it this way. This is trying to entertain. Like, if this was hand-plucked and put over to WWE, mm-hmm. and they had them do that over there, people would absolutely hate it. They would think it's the stupidest thing. They'd be like, Vince, what the fuck are you doing? Because they do that when their sponsors are movies and whatnot. They'll include mm-hmm. them in there.
Hence the zombies.
Yeah, the zombies. Like, it's the same thing. Like, all right, why is one awful? Which I thought the zombies was okay. I didn't think it was bad. I thought it was what it was.
Me too.
I thought that's exactly what this Elite Squad, it was what it was. It was stupid. But I get what it was. It wasn't great by any... There was nothing that was fantastic about it. The Dark Orders was fantastic. I thought that was really cool. And I even got like kind of like the chills when Hangman came out. And they all came out together. And then they did the thing at the... I thought I get chills now. I thought it was really good. And I thought the Elite Squad was just okay. It was what it was.
I think it. Yeah.
And I don't care who that was. I think no matter who you put in there, minus Orange Cassidy and the Best Friends, I think it is what it is.
I don't find them funny. I think if Reynolds and Silver were doing that and looking like fools and dribbling and dunking
and trying to find it, and then lowering the rim all the way down for Johnny Hungy,
yeah, you would find it hilarious.
I would find that hilarious, but that would have to be them.
There was a time where you loved the Young Bucks and anything they did, and a lot of things, I won't say anything, but a lot of things they did on beginning of BTE and all that, you thought were very funny.
I still like the Young Bucks. Yes. I don't like the route that they've taken. Kenny Omega has fallen. I wasn't overly like this huge Kenny Omega fan. I thought he was great in ring, but I put many, many people in front of him, and I still do. He's just falling further back. The Young Bucks I still like. I still like their tag team. As long as they don't, They're starting to overdo this whole, I don't know what it's leading to. I'm just hoping this is all leading towards something
bigger and better.
Stupendous. Okay. Because right now what I've seen is your champion of your promotion, your heavyweight champion of your promotion, doesn't even know how to dribble a fucking basketball.
He's Canadian.
I don't care. Then don't have him do it. He looks uncoordinated, which I know that's not
a
true
thing with him, yes.
But
he
looks like he's your champion.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he has to be able to play basketball or dribble a ball.
No, but when you look that corny, and to begin with, and then you have to do something like this, and you look even worse, like, come on.
Like, I don't know, man. I think you're way too hard because of your hate for Kenny. Just a little bit.
Okay,
like,
I'll accept that. I'll accept that, but I don't. But the champion of the company shouldn't look like that.
If, and I know they probably wouldn't, but if New Day did that and Big E came down and dribbling the same exact way on purpose,
I wouldn't like it.
I disagree. I think you. I think you would find it hilarious.
I would find what they did afterward, the whole trying to dribble when you can't dribble in unison, looks stupid, and they looked stupid. The only one that looked like they had a little bit of coordination was Matt. They all look stupid. It's what happens afterwards. If the New Day come down and they do like a freaking triple pyramid to dunk a ball, that's kind of comical. Okay. Not to mention, they're funnier. I never thought the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega were funny. I thought they were entertaining in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I like the New Day all around. They're entertaining, they're funny, and they're great in the ring. Yes. There's a completely different... That's different.
Well, I think if you take Kenny Omega away, you think the Young Bucks are all those things. Maybe not funny.
I don't
maybe
think
not
that
funny.
They're funny.
Yeah, maybe not funny. They're entertaining.
They're trying to be. They're entertaining, but they're trying to be comical. And that's not their... That might be their thing for other people, but that's not their thing for me. Mm-hmm. I don't find them comical. This whole trying to be ironic thing and take shots back, like, just be better, and you won't be getting those shots taken at you. You can't talk. So get better at that, and instead of this, like, oh, he's so funny because he's ironic because he knows he can't talk, and he's making fun of himself. No, just get better at the one, and you don't have to make fun of yourself because you're better now. That's all I'm saying. But beside the point, I think AEW, their numbers are getting better, and it shows because it's like they're firing on all cylinders right now. Yep. When it comes to, I don't think they have enough time. I think they're still trying to squeeze too much in at one shot. Yeah, I do. I mean, they do a good job with the picture-in-picture, and basically you get to see the full 2 hours minus maybe 10 minutes, if that. But
All right, so let me ask you this to go to that.
Okay.
So, on Monday Night Raw, we get a lot of...
I don't even want to talk about it.
No.
Here, here's the thing.
No, wait. This Monday Night Raw... Let me draw the comparison. Hold on.
You can't draw the comparison. Oh, no. Monday Night Raw is a fucking dumpster fire.
No. Just listen. Wait. So, on Monday Night Raw, there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of filler.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, what part of AEW did you feel like they were putting things in to try and...
I think they're... No, here's the thing. I think that they're doing things so well that they need things to breathe.
Oh, okay, I get what you're saying.
I'm not
okay.
saying this in okay. a bad way. I'm saying they need more time because they need... If they're going to... This would flow... Although 3 hours is hard to sit through no matter what, but if you even give them an extra half hour, I feel like some things are rushed. Like, you still have a lot of women's matches that you could build. Like, I know I get it, the whole Rampage and AEW Dark, but we already talked about AEW Dark. I don't think that that's doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a lot of things... Like, I like that they utilized their backstage promo with Darby Allin was very good.
Yes. I agree.
They need to do more of that. If they were to do, they would do more promo work. I think it would be.
Well, and this week you got Rusev. Miro.
It's okay. We know who Rusev is.
I know. You got Miro.
I like him more as Rusev.
You got Moxley doing it. You got two, actually, of Moxley. You had more of that. And AEW has been pretty good at doing that. They have been.
They need to sell their matches. Like, the matches
mixing
are good.
Things in. They are very good at mixing things in
and out.
And
then you had the Cody. Of course, you had the Cody thing.
Of course. Absolutely.
But that's so weird that that's not happening on a pay-per-view.
That bothers me. It's the one thing that AEW is doing that I don't like. I think that has to have a longer build, and it has to go to All Out.
I don't know.
What are you doing with Kobe and Malakai that you can't put that on the All Out card? That's what I want to know.
This is a big-time debut for him, and they can't... I don't think... Because the rate that they're going right now, how many more times can he attack them? You got 4 more weeks, and then a debut of Rampage... times two, because you have 1 and 2 of Rampage. I don't think that can go... I don't think it should go 6 more weeks, or 4 more weeks.
You don't necessarily have to have them on Rampage either.
No,
you don't have to have them on both.
That's fine, but... Or you don't have them... You only do it for 2 weeks, and you don't have them featured, but that's not going to happen in Cody's world.
I agree. Yeah.
But...
So, the reason we started with Dynamite is...
Oh, my theory.
To get on the theory that
I have a theory about... AEW as a company and how they're no different nor better in the grand scheme of things than WWE when it comes to creating the next superstar, the next megastar, the next person in wrestling that will be that person to draw the numbers from all different, like
bigger than the company.
To be bigger than the company. Because we've talked about this with numerous guests and how this needs to happen or should happen or who's going to be the next person to come out of wrestling that's going to be the next megastar.
Yes.
And no one could get a solid answer. We've all had our own picks, but I don't think it's going to happen, period. I'm starting to believe it's not going to happen, period. I don't know if I'm okay with that, but my theory is that when AEW first... came into existence. Mm-hmm. They put out the notion and they put out the gesture on social media, the suggestion and a hashtag that said, I'm with AEW. Making you choose AEW over someone else or making you, this is your number one priority. So now you're picking a company.
And you're making them your team.
And you're making them your team, which when it comes to the world of wrestling, when you have something like this, it's not like a sports team where there's going to be someone who's going to be When the fans are rooting for this company to beat some other company, like now the company is the superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, the company is the superstar. The company has a shelf life. It's not going to become this. Well, we've seen it in WWE. WWE was huge, but who was bigger? Hulk Hogan was bigger. There were these larger than life personalities: Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, and you can sprinkle in a couple more that. Maybe transcended John Cena, transcended the world of wrestling and brought in more viewers from around different aspects and walks of life.
Yes.
Now, AEW isn't trending in that direction because they're making you choose this company.
Mm-hmm.
When you need the people to bring in from the outside world that isn't this wrestling world, that isn't this niche market...
And you're thinking that it has to be a superstar, so them bringing in Mike Tyson, Shaq, up like that is not good enough.
No, because you know that's a one-off.
Okay.
And I don't think that they need someone who's going to be there weekly. Mm-hmm. They need people that are going to be there weekly that are going to be these megastars. And with tying into the rumor, and this is what got me thinking about it, is all the rumors and whatnot, and how they keep bringing in these big names from WWE, that some are going to be on the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
That aren't going to be around.
Most are going to be on the back nine.
Yeah, that aren't going to be around long term. And now you have a Punk, Brian Danielson. There's some weird rumor going around that Adam Cole's contract is up after SummerSlam, and that he's not planning on renewing it, and that the speculation is already there that, well, it would make sense because obviously his girlfriend works there.
Can we pull? Can we stay right there real quick?
Sure.
With that? That Adam Cole thing, I want him to leave. And I love Adam Cole. I love the Undisputed Era.
Everything
I want him. Yes. I do not believe there is anywhere to go in WWE, and even, and people say, well, yeah, you have SmackDown, you have Raw. First of all, you definitely don't want him going to Raw, but even if you say SmackDown, what is he really going to do? Guys like Johnny Gargano, guys like Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan is a perfect example. They have that ceiling, they cheated, and they're not going to get it.
They cheated this. Daniel Bryan
cheated the system, and it helped because of the fans' push. But
big time.
Johnny Gargano and Cole are not going to be WWE or Universal Champion anytime in the next 5 to 10 years, or I might be lowballing that. I want him to go. I want him to go to Ring of Honor. I want him to go to MLW, Impact, AEW. I don't give a shit. New Japan. I don't care. He cannot stay with WWE. Well, technically, he's done everything.
He can go to one of the three that you said and still wrestle for the other two.
Yes, of course. Of course. So I just... He's not going to succeed anymore in WWE, whether it's NXT or SmackDown.
Okay.
Period.
Devil's advocate?
Yep.
Okay. So say he goes to an ROH.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's already maxed out there. I mean, there's a lot of new talent that he hasn't wrestled, and it'd be great, but Adam Cole is still in the prime of his career, and he's going to be at the top in that company no matter what.
Yeah.
As soon as he gets there. I mean, he's probably one or two or 1A in NXT right now. He's the top guy.
Yeah, and he's the franchise.
Been, he has been for quite some time.
Yeah, him and Gargano. And
so for him to go to ROH would give ROH a boost, but he would be out of there quickly. It would have to be an in and an out. Because I don't see him, I don't see the longevity because he's the top guy. He's there and he's the champion and he leaves. Now, somewhere like Impact or New Japan would be a different story altogether because would he be able to get, because he is smaller in stature.
Yes.
And he's even smaller than Kenny Omega. And Kenny Omega was a small champion. And look at Prince Devitt and never made it to full, he was only IWGP Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah.
And that,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would be where Adam Cole would probably be at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously the United States Championship. And that would be fun
mm-hmm.
because that would probably bring him into AEW more. If he were to go to AEW right now mm-hmm. and bypass ROH, Impact, and New Japan,
yeah,
he falls into the clutter.
I agree there. Absolutely, so I agree there.
But he has to work his way to the top there. And I think that's what they would have him do because they treat NXT, although he is Adam Cole, and Adam Cole has a certain pedigree where he's been champion
yeah.
everywhere he's gone. And I don't think they would treat him like that, but I think the first steps would be, and this is what I fear for Malakai Black is,
mm-hmm.
is that he was NXT darling. He made his bread in NXT. Cody being the Cody. I'm going to refer to him as the Cody.
The Cody? Okay.
Yeah, he's the Cody. This is NXT. This is the big leagues now. This is where the big boys play. This is what, and this, I feel like this is the mentality. This is the WCW mentality, where this is my fear that you come from NXT, you can't beat one of us, and you can't beat the big dog.
So you're saying, yeah, so what you're saying is, again,
I'm saying a lot of things.
Turning it into WWE-ing it. Is what you're saying. Because every
Cody's
guy...
Cody's been WWE-ing everything that he's been doing for the most part.
He's been mixing.
He's been WWE-ing it, he's been WCW-ing it, and he's been NWA-ing it. He's been doing a lot of things. He's been weaving his way in and out. But that's what fans know. So he's just smart in doing that.
I mean, yeah.
He knows the Pythagorean theorem of wrestling.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
But he also has an ego. Cody does have an ego.
Very much
so. And he was the first one to go from undesirable to undeniable. He was the first one to coin that. I don't know if he's the first one to coin that, but he made it big. And he made that the slogan for a little bit to start AEW. And that was like the big thing. So he's not going to be denied. Not by NXT. So Adam Cole would have, if he were to go to AEW, he'd be middle of the pack, I think.
And there's no problem with being middle of the pack starting out in a new company, even if you're Adam Cole, if you're going to work your way up.
I agree with that in a certain aspect, but because I think Adam Cole is a lot better than a lot of what they have.
And you could say that about Raw and SmackDown as well.
Yeah.
He's gonna look, Raw especially, he is not. Look what they did to fucking Keith Lee, but what they're doing to
Cross.
But here's
the thing. NXT is WWE. So that is the next stepping stone is. So how many people have come from NXT and made the right impact? Like, how many of them have come up? There's only been a few to cheat that system. That would be Kevin Owens.
The Shield.
The Shield. Yeah, but they came in and they overtook, but not in the sense of, like, they won the tag team championships. They were in major feuds. Same thing with Kevin Owens. Came in and...
Rollins. I think Rollins and Reigns were the two that... I mean, look, Ambrose did too.
Ambrose was the United States champion and the Shield, and Rollins and Reigns were the tag team champions. I think the mouthpiece was Ambrose. So Ambrose was actually... Rollins just started to outshine...
Yes.
In his athletic ability and doing crazy shit. That's what kind of pushed him.
Before the other two.
Yeah. Because he was insane. And then he turned on him, so that's when everything broke open. But I'm saying, Kevin Owens came in with John Cena. I mean, Finn Balor had a pretty good debut.
It's unfortunate his injury. Because if he doesn't get injured, we don't know the level.
Yeah, we don't know the trajectory that he takes.
Exactly.
But there's, I mean... Of the champions, you had Andrade, who floundered, and now he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You had, I mean, Bo Dallas was a very highly decorated NXT superstar. He did absolutely nothing on the main card.
Neville.
You have Neville, who did absolutely nothing. He got negated to 205 Live to get that off the ground, and it just took a shit after a shit after a shit. Aleister Black. I mean, we know that story.
There's a long list. Yes,
I mean, still too early for Keith Lee. We don't know how the whole Karrion Kross thing is going to go. There's still time.
Yeah.
But we know the long term NXT. I mean, look at Nexus. Who was the only one to get out of that? Daniel Bryan. Mm-hmm. I mean, look.
To really have success, yeah, Daniel Bryan.
I don't look at. AEW isn't on the same spectrum. They haven't produced yet. They haven't done enough to where they can be like, oh, we can... Like, if someone comes in and they are clearly better mm-hmm. than what you have, they should be pushed high.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I agree. The only thing that it does is that it hurts who they have and who they could be building and who they...
Adam Cole?
It's like the...
Adam Cole, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, just like who they
put,
just period. Okay. So if Punk and Daniel Bryan
yeah.
and anybody else, they come over to AEW. It's just like in sports. Like, say you bring over 5 or 6 veterans, and now you got to push people back down to AAA. People that have been, like, they're never going to get there. They're never going to get either that, or you're going to use them for trade bait.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, basically, you're going to get pushed down. You're either going to be, you're either going to get cut. Because, let's face it, you can't keep bringing people in. I don't think the checkbook is unlimited. I don't think it is. And I think, I don't know if there's people not working on their contracts for Dark, or they're going to be for Elevation, or what's the other one, Renegade?
Wait, the Friday night one coming up?
Yeah.
Rampage, yes. Well, and another, so I do want to keep moving, because another big piece of news that came out as of Saturday, which is 2 days ago, is the release of Bray Wyatt.
Two different thoughts. I have a bunch of different thoughts on mm-hmm. this. This was, when I saw this, I didn't believe it. I thought it was one of those, like, oh, like, it's WWE, but, like, when you look at their, like, handle, it's, like, at WWE mm-hmm. fake or mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. like that, or WWEFU
mm-hmm.
or something like that. And I was looking, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any sense unless... The only way it makes sense is that Bray asked for this himself. Because why would you... Why would you... A person like Bray Wyatt, misused and mismanaged to maybe the utmost, when it comes to a character wrestler, when it comes to someone who is different...
Creative,
God forbid,
mm-hmm.
in a fucking WWE forum, God forbid you're creative and you want to have full reins and full control of what you create, God for fucking bid. I mean, that would be the only way I see him actually getting released. My hopes and the way my brain wants to work mm-hmm. and picture this is that he's so good. He's so good. And recreating himself. And this is perfect. If this were to somehow be, because we've always talked about how you make social media work for you in the kayfabe world again.
Yes.
If this is for some divine master plan and miracle that he got his release to come back as something completely different, he'd be one of the first people that I would think of to be able to do this and to take this route. I feel like Bray Wyatt is sick enough in the head to where this is what he would think of. Release me. Put it out there. What the hell? Mm-hmm. People are going to eat this up. People are going to eat this up. They're going to go crazy for this, which they did.
Of course.
Which they're still doing.
Yes.
And now now it's not even, he doesn't work for the company anymore. Now they're not even thinking about it. Where's he going to go next? Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
Well, and it's always the first answer, AEW.
No, it doesn't even matter. Like, where's he going to go next? Now they're not even talking about you leaving the company anymore. Now they're so excited to see you come back to WWE as something completely new. I would love it. I think a lot of people would dislike it. That's why I think that it's probably not my thought process again, but
I think, if it's there, because there's a lot of conflicting reports out that it's budget cuts, it's mental health, there's all kinds of different things. If it's budget cuts, it really, really, really sucks, and it really isn't smart if Bray Wyatt is a budget cut. Now, if he would have went to them and said, look, I'm going to need more time. The time away I've gotten after Mania is not enough. I can't really do it right now. He's still mourning the loss of his best friend. He just had a kid. There's a lot on his plate, so maybe he couldn't handle it right now. And that's fine. If he has to take mental health, completely understandable.
Is that allowable, though, from the company, from the business he works for?
Yeah, exactly. Is it? I don't know. I don't think we'll ever know if that's the case.
And here's the thing. When you're running a company, it's a lot different than watching the show and being a... Like, you're not a part of the checkmate. Like, if someone wants to sit out for that long, in the normal working world, there's probably few companies that aren't unionized that are going to give you... Where you're going to have this leeway to take off for... The world's different, but in the business world, I feel like if you're looking for time off, now he has to look at it like, well, if I do this for one, now I have to alleviate time, and now I've lost control of my company. So if I cut ties with this person, yes, it's a terrible loss. Yes, I don't want them to go, but this is the move I have to make, and I will find someone else to fill this void because everybody is replaceable. That is the world of business. That's what you're always told in my world, is that everyone is replaceable.
Absolutely.
So I feel like that's more of how it goes. Like, he doesn't want to do, like, you can't just take months. Like,
yeah, exactly. That's the point. Yeah,
he gets
exactly.
it, but he can't justifiably do this for everybody. He could.
Well, he could.
Financially, he could, but he's not going to because it's not a smart business move for the investors that are investing in his publicly traded company.
Yes. And he, you mean Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you look, yes, it sucks. But if you look at it in a common sense form, look, it's Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
He is the hottest free agent in 90 days. He is.
October 28th.
No matter what, he's the hottest free agent in 90 days.
Yep.
And wherever he goes, he's going to prosper. If he's able to, look, he might not have wanted to leave, but this might have been the best thing for him. He can have creative control somewhere else. I mean, I fully believe that he was creatively in control of his characters. He was just pushed by he was able to do it production-wise.
Yeah.
Like, he had like a big playground of production. Like, he just had to pitch the ideas and get it working. Like, he made everything. Like, it felt like it was him.
Yes. Yeah. It definitely didn't feel like a WWE came up with any of that.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think... Nothing that he was saying, I feel like this was all him. And I think that we're going to see that wherever else he goes. So, I'm excited to see where else he goes. Yes, I would rather see him in WWE because they need him, quite frankly. Yeah. I think they do.
Well, and I'm glad you said you wanted to see him in WWE because they need him. My biggest thing, and I've been thinking this over the last 2 days now, and after Bray Wyatt is the reason it got me going. Yes.
We talked budget cuts.
Yeah.
And the thing that pisses me off is that budget cuts for a superstar who's still in his prime, and you're bringing in people that you're giving millions of dollars to just to come in.
Yes.
And it just bothers me.
Yeah, like Cena, like Goldberg.
Cena doesn't even bother me.
I know Cena doesn't bother you because Cena's a different level. I get that. But still, the summer of Cena and the money you're paying Cena just to be here for the summer, regardless of how great John Cena is and one of the greatest of all time,
you're right.
is still bullshit
you're right.
when it comes to a Bray Wyatt.
When it comes to cutting people that, look, you're paying this money, paying this money, paying this money, they're gone.
Yeah.
And now you lost your bullpen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Something that we know a lot about. But anyway, that's a whole different podcast. So, but yeah, no, like
one,
I said.
Not one that we do.
like I said.
Do that too.
With Bray Wyatt, it got me looking at, yes.
Imagine doing a wrestling podcast where things can be torn. Like, a lot of it's negativity surrounding the wrestling world.
Absolutely.
Imagine trying to do a Philadelphia sports podcast,
no,
too.
No,
it would be just as miserable.
It would be
depressing.
If not more.
It would be, yes.
At least with wrestling, we can look at other companies and still be happy.
Yeah, we can still pick and choose. But after doing a wrestling podcast, then doing a Philly sports, it would be I would be miserable.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
No, it'd be way too negative.
This is hard enough for the most part. When you especially bringing up WWE at the moment.
Yeah,
SmackDown's been good.
Yes,
still Roman
NXT
Reigns
as well.
Roman Reigns Edge. Well, that's another one. Edge, but he's not really part time. He signed a contract.
Yeah, he's full-time. He's not a part-timer. He's full-time, yeah.
You got the Seth Rollins. You got Big E over there with the freaking briefcase. I mean, God, it's great. It's great over there.
And that's the point that I was actually getting to.
I just helped.
Yeah, exactly. So with the Bray Wyatt thing, it had me thinking a lot. Especially on Sunday, I had a free day of basically doing anything. So I was
brain power.
Of watching wrestling and just kind of getting lost in wrestling. Something that I don't get to do on Monday nights. Monday nights bother me.
Tonight.
Monday nights bother me. And I've gotten to the point where yesterday afternoon, which is Sunday afternoon, I removed Monday Night Raw from my library and from my DVR.
I did that too.
I don't want it. I am sick of it being background noise.
I'm just honestly.
And I'm tired of negativity. I'm tired of looking at it negatively. I'm tired of not being entertained. I don't understand why every Monday night after we do our show and record and I'm editing that I don't want to pay attention to Monday Night Raw. And I fast forward through 97% of what Monday Night Raw has to offer when a great show like Ring of Honor is right there for the taking that from start to finish, I'm going to love every second.
It's also only an hour.
It's only an hour, correct.
But you can watch three. And it would be just as entertaining.
Exactly. But there's so many other things that I may have missed that I haven't watched that I can catch up on from the weekend. Whether it's VXS that's coming up or some I missed from Camp Leapfrog or PWG that just happened this weekend.
You're not
going
to get to see that. They don't have, that's not going to be out till.
But I'm just saying, other events that we haven't seen.
Speaking of which, I was because I was very interested in this whole PWG thing. They sold out a fucking venue. They didn't announce one person. It was called Mystery Vortex.
Yes.
Absolutely the craziest. I love that idea. I don't think it would do as well over here, but.
Not in Philly, it wouldn't.
No, not in Philly. But
and that's a sad commentary in itself.
Yes, very sad, but I love that. That is insane. Mm-hmm. And the people that showed up there, it was great. I mean, it was just like it was a big show.
It was. Very.
And there was a lot going on. Like, that was, I wish, I would have loved to have been in the stands for that. That's fucking crazy.
Malakai Black showing up,
to help.
Period, to help Brody King.
Oh, Bandido.
Yeah. But you saw the embrace by Brody King and Malakai in the ring as well. I think stuff like that is the stuff that makes me want to watch wrestling.
Absolutely.
Monday Night Raw does not have it, hasn't have it. I don't even know when last time a Monday Night Raw had me feeling like that.
With all the buzz going around, it's just squashing Raw so much because there's no buzz about Monday Night Raw.
Zero.
There's buzz about almost every other TV wrestling. Like, literally almost every other TV wrestling.
Yes.
And I'll even throw Impact in there,
mm-hmm.
even though they're only on fucking weird channels.
Yeah.
And Twitch.
Yeah.
Everyone else has good buzz. Monday Night Raw, there's no buzz. Like, you already know what's going on. Like, you know what's going on.
And
the matches that they're setting up are not good.
That's the bad thing about Monday Night Raw as well. And I put this tweet out there, I think it actually was yesterday, or it was Saturday night, was WWE is such a double-edged sword because they have the greatest talent in wrestling on that roster, whether it's Monday night or Friday night, either way. And yet, WWE is making me not want to watch them bust their ass in their dream job. This is what they wanted to do when they were kids. I don't want to see them do it because they are booking it and presenting it so fucking poorly that I don't want to watch it. And I feel bad not watching people who are busting their ass to entertain me. I can't do it anymore. I can't, like, again, the negativity. I don't want to fucking deal with it.
Here's the thing. I was folding clothes the other day, and I had it on, and I was just listening because I wasn't looking at the TV.
Yeah.
Just listening to the commentary, and it was Graves and Saxton and the
Jimmy,
new guy.
Smith? Yeah, Jimmy Smith. Yeah.
And they sounded so bored. They sounded so disinterested on what was going on. I didn't want to look up. Like, I was just like, man, they sound so disinterested. They don't even sound like they want to be there. It was just like, and then they were bickering back and forth. I was like, this isn't color commentary. This is just terrible. Like, this commentary isn't even making me want to lift my head to watch this.
Look at the crowd. That's the other
tell. I don't even have to do that because... But
that's what I'm saying.
There's
just
nothing
another,
that's making me want to look up.
Another contributing factor is the crowd. You look at that crowd Wednesday night. Regardless if AEW fans are just for AEW and all the team thing that we were just talking about, regardless, that crowd looked like Monday night in 1999. It looked like a Friday night in ECW Arena in 97. That's what that crowd looked like. They were engaged. They were on their feet. There were signs left and right. They were oohing and eyeing. They were counting with every pin. They were counting with every fist in the corner. They knew everything that was going on. Monday Night Raw, you have majority of the fans sitting on their hands. You have little kids, and I love kids, but I don't want them at the wrestling event because it just ruins wrestling. Because you're catering to little kids.
Fuck them kids.
Exactly. Yes, in the words of Gritty, fuck those kids. No, seriously though, I think wrestling has to appeal to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, 14 to 30. It has to be that audience.
It has to be the demo?
It honestly has to be that demo because that's who's more excited about it. A little 8-year-old kid who I have nothing against cheering for a John Cena does nothing for your bottom dollar or your merch sales. Yes, parents have money. Parents are going to buy the kid shit. But as far as excitement, as far as wanting to be there and go, when they come, we have to go. No one has said that about Monday Night Raw in a long, long time. But if AEW announces a Philly date, I'm still going to want to go. The crowd's going to be ridiculous. Same reason that we wanted to go to Ring of Honor. Granted, we knew the cards were going to be ridiculous. But the other thing is being in that 2300 arena with a Philly crowd for wrestling where we know they're going to be outside of their mind. And they're not going to be outside of their mind for Monday Night Raw. No one is. No one ever is. And even now that fans are back, you figure we've been waiting. We've been waiting so long. It's time to explode and watch wrestling and go nuts. And they're not. They're the weakest crowds in the world. And tonight's in Chicago. But I could care less that Raw's in Chicago because they're not going to fucking do anything because it's Monday Night Raw and they're going to be bored out of their mind. But in 2 weeks? 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 3 weeks.
4 weeks?
3 weeks when Rampage gets the United Center in Chicago,
no,
watch
that's
crowd.
The Friday before...
It's August 20th. It's the first night of Glory by Honor.
Okay. So yeah, it's in the night before SummerSlam?
Yeah. That crowd,
I can't believe
compared to
I can't
Raw.
Believe I'm saying this, but I can't believe they're doing SummerSlam on a Saturday, and it's the Saturday I'm not going to be able to watch it.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
But yes, the crowds are going to suck tonight, and then compare them in 3 weeks, and you see the difference. It's going to be night and day. And it's all WWE's fault.
Is it the same arena?
Yes, the United Center. At least I assume that's... I mean, that's the biggest indoor in Chicago. It's where the Bulls play. It's where Blackhawks play.
AEW's going to...
In the United Center. I know that for a fact. Now, tonight on Raw, I do not know for a fact, but I just assume they always play the biggest stadium. or the biggest indoor arena. So, I assume. But yeah, I want to like Raw so bad. I wanted to do well so bad.
That was a good rant.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But I'm never that negative, but this has put me
maybe
over the
top.
That's
why I thought it was good. I've converted you to the dark side. Very nice. Very evil.
So, but coming up, look, now we can switch coming up, especially this Sunday. We have Camp Leapfrog, Abby Jane's 21st birthday extravaganza.
I think we counted like almost 50 wrestlers on the card somehow.
Yes.
They've announced six-man tag.
Yes, which...
That's not Cybernetica.
No. No, the six-man tag is the main event with Abby Jane having her three people, or including her three people, versus... It's Travis, it's...
Dan, Sydney, and Bacabella.
And Bacabella, yes. So that in itself is going to be cool to see a trios match for the birthday extravaganza.
They also have a match now for the... Oh, shit, what the hell was it?
I know what
your camp...
Yeah, I can't remember it,
but it's for the...
It's the pendant.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it was dug out from hundreds of years ago.
Yes, the backstory behind it is very entertaining.
Yes, and it's a six-person match.
Yeah, scramble.
To be the champion of that.
Yes.
And then there's McCowski going, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun.
And that's the point.
It's going to be nice to go there, and it's just going to be fun.
Being our first event post-pandemic...
I feel bad for my wallet.
Do you really feel bad for your wallet?
I feel bad for my drawers.
I was going to say, your drawers are going to get packed real quick.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to be at live wrestling again.
I'm probably going to go for like at least 5.
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking around the same thing, yeah.
So we got to go different people.
Absolutely.
So you got to do 5.
We got to flip a coin like when we get to the tables, like who we're going to do. Because right. We can't be buying this. We have enough
of
the same
shirts. We got to spread the wealth.
Yes, absolutely.
Spread the wealth.
Yeah. All
right.
And then, like we said multiple times on here, the 20th
shit, I hope the coin's
and the
21st. On my side next Sunday.
Ring of Honor coming up, 2300 Arena, Glory by Honor, Night 1 and Night 2.
There's a shitload of wrestling going on in the next month.
Yeah, and a tweet I also put out, whether it was Rampage, that weekend, that the August 20th and 21st weekend, is ridiculous. Because you have AEW,
isn't
Rampage,
it great, though?
SmackDown.
Isn't
yes,
it great?
Absolutely.
Like, of all the miserableness that is Monday goes on in wrestling and whatnot sometimes, but to have that much all at once
yes,
is ridiculous.
Yeah. That weekend is going to be amazing. And, of course, I will watch SummerSlam because there is a lot to offer as far as talent goes
not
on
only
that card.
There's going to be some surprises. That's in Vegas.
Yes.
They're pulling out something.
Becky Lynch, I fully expect to come back for SummerSlam. Or at SummerSlam, I should say.
I think that's a good pick. Mm-hmm. What about Lesnar?
I don't think so. And I think, unfortunately, I think that's another one that might show up somewhere else.
You think he's going to show up in AEW?
I think he absolutely might. I think it's more than likely, to be honest. I think AEW is loading up, to be honest. I think they are going in, and they are really, really going
in. They're opening
in
the checkbook.
I think they are, yeah.
They're going to WCW.
They are, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
They are. And look, I much rather watch AEW on Wednesday than watch Monday Night Raw, by far. And it's not even
close.
We're going
to get freaking AEW Thunder, aren't we?
No, that's what Rampage is for.
That's going to be Thunder?
That's their Thunder.
I feel bad for it. Because Thunder did start out as an hour, didn't it? And then it went to two hours?
Yes.
And Nitro went from 2 hours to...
To the 3 hour.
Oh my God, they're going to WCW.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think Dynamite will ever go 3 hour.
I can't wait to see how this goes.
I can't wait. I just Brian Punk. If there is a Lesnar,
Adam Cole, Bray Wyatt.
Yes, AEW could be absolutely ridiculous. They're already a very good product.
Goes to fucking AEW.
There's another one that asked for his release and got it granted. Ric Flair. Ric Flair apparently called Vince McMahon and got his release as requested. So now Ric Flair no longer works for WWE. Take that for what you will, like it really matters, but...
Well, they'll have 3 of the 4 horsemen.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, think about that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't really care that much.
Not about Ric Flair, no, I don't.
I'd rather see him and Jay Lethal do another Flair-off.
Yes. Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to happen either.
I don't think that's
going to happen. But the Forbidden Door could make it happen.
Never know.
Maybe that Forbidden Door opens up for one more time for a Flair versus Flair.
I'm down for that. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think it's going to. So, I think we'll end the show here. Yeah, that's a little tiring. We hope you enjoyed. Like we said, if you can, if you haven't got them already, join us at Camp Leapfrog on Sunday, August 8th, Williamstown, New Jersey at H2O. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Their first show with crowds, so come out, support, show them that we care about wrestling, we care about independent wrestling, and help the independent wrestlers out. Buy the merch, buy the tickets. It's going to be a fun event to go to. Also, please like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating. All that good stuff. Help our show out. And I think that'll about do it. So, thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed the show. And I think that'll be it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yep.
Let's flush this toilet.